Lockheed Martin announced the selection of Raytheon Technologies to provide a second mission payload for the next-generation Overhead Persistent Infrared Geosynchronous Earth Orbit Block Zero Missile Warning Satellite System. The effort supports a contract with the U.S. Space Force's Space Systems Command to build three survivable NGG satellites with enhanced missile warning and resiliency capabilities to stay ahead of emerging threats, Lockheed Martin said Tuesday. In a statement, the company said that Northrop Grumman is also on contract to provide one mission payload for the three satellite procurement. Lockheed added that it selected Raytheon and Northrop to develop mission payload designs as part of risk reduction efforts to meet the Space Force's imperative to launch the first satellite by 2025. Joseph Rickers, Lockheed's NGG program vice president, said that all companies involved in the program had to meet stringent schedule and performance requirements. The advanced OPIR payloads that will be launched will support the USSF's mission by leveraging technologies with new capabilities on an aggressive schedule, he added. It was further explained that for this rapid acquisition program, both competitive payload teams were selected and placed under contract just 45 days after the prime contract was awarded to Lockheed Martin in 2018. The Raytheon and Northrop teams quickly completed preliminary design reviews in 2020 and critical design reviews in 2021 to ensure that their advanced payloads can secure a ride aboard Lockheed's LM-2100 combat bus space vehicle. Lockheed said it has yet to be determined which company's payload will be aboard the first NGG satellite launched in 2025.